Now, figures released by the court services show that almost 2 million, it's 1.74 million, was paid out from the court poor box to various charities in 2018. That sum is made up of contributions mostly made through the district courts around the country from offenders in mitigation of or instead of a conviction. In other words, you make a donation to the poor box and either you don't get the, I don't know, the being locked up thing, the penalty point thing, whatever maybe that was going to happen to you, and you give money instead. And hundreds of charities in Ireland and overseas benefit from the money collected, and where the money goes is currently decided by individual judges. Now, it's the intention of Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, to abolish the system in its current form, and there has been much debate about it over the years about what should happen going forward. So what do you think? 53106, is the poor box system fit for purpose? Would you rather give a couple of hundred quid than maybe something worse happening to you? And to discuss all of that, I am joined by Cork solicitor now, Frank Buttimer. Frank, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Ciara.
Can you just, I suppose, outline briefly for listeners how exactly our current poor box system works in our courts around the country?
Okay, well, first of all, Ciara, people sort of describe it as a poor box. It's a bit more elaborate and maybe a bit more structured than people might realise. The other thing I think that people should realise is that it is not available at all for certain kinds of offences, so that it's not like a sort of a random thing where the judge, in a random sense, decides that a case can be dealt with by way of a poor box. So, for example, cases involving drunk drivings, cases with consequent penalty points and all those kinds of things cannot be dealt with in that sense by the poor box. So it is really only utilised for a certain type of criminal offending.
So would that be things like public order offences?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Misuse of drugs offences, certain minor road traffic offences, to be fair, but those attracting penalty points, etc., no. So what you have, that's the way it should be applied. What you have is then a situation where a given judge in a given region will have an individual appearing before him or her in relation to a certain kind of criminal offence, where invariably, and in, I guess, 99% of cases, such an individual will not have a criminal record or a criminal conviction previously. And the whole idea is that there's a piece of legislation called the Probation of Offenders Act, which is designed to deal with circumstances where people come before the court with a good record and perhaps with a relatively minor offence. And this is a method which has evolved to give the people a penalty which would be financial, but equally to ensure that going into the future and in their benefit, and I think generally in the benefit or to the benefit of society, that they would not generate a criminal record for a minor offence type situation. Effectively happens, what happens then is that the judge gives an opportunity to somebody to make a contribution on a voluntary basis to a charity, which would be nominated by a judge in the great majority of cases, and indeed nominated publicly in the court. And then the money, you know, is distributed directly to the charity, which benefits directly without the need for any real administration other than the administration which takes place through the court system to pay the money through the system out to the charity. And if you asked charities such as, for example, the Simon Community here in Cork or some of the other charities which benefit from it, I would say that they would say themselves that it is a good system, where the money from the offending behaviour goes directly back into the system rather than it being expended by way of, and I'm not criticising civil service work and so on and so forth, but the layers of administration that could evolve from an alteration would have to be looked at carefully. In other words, where does the money really go?
Okay. And obviously, I'm sure that income is very important to charities that rely on funds being donated to them from various sources, including this one. There are critics of the system, though, and let's go through the criticisms. One of the criticisms is that the judges have at their discretion where the money goes. So, for example, if you look at Kerry, and I'm looking at Kerry specifically because Kerry, for some reason, accounts for about almost half a million euros last year out of the 1.74 million. So it's Kerry is donating about a quarter of all the money that goes to the poor box is coming for some reason from Kerry, and I don't know why. And a huge amount of that money, nearly 200,000 of that money, is going off to African missionary, for example, Christian aid type charities. And the local Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre got 250 quid as opposed to 200,000 quid. There have been some accusations of I suppose unfairness in terms of not what the unfairness in a legal sense, but unfairness in terms of how the money is distributed. Some places do well and some places don't do well at all.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I think Kerry is a bad example, and I won't get into the detail of it. And matters had begun to evolve over a period of time in County Kerry, which ultimately, I think, have drawn the attention of the public to the matter. So yes, I agree, Kerry not good. However, Kerry, because of change of circumstances, will not have the same track record from here on in. And if you're going to be looking at the Kerry figures, I suspect, for the year 2018 onwards, through to now and into the future, there will be a fundamental alteration in the entire structure of the Kerry system.
I think there may have to be, because just insofar as what you mentioned, that penalty points wouldn't be knocked out for the sake of a donation to the poor box. In 2015, it was reported that 70% of motorists who were due to get penalty points in Kerry seemed to manage to not get penalty points by donating.
I won't go beyond what I said, but Kerry is a bad example, and I still maintain.
All right.
And if you look at the Kerry situation in and of itself, questions should be asked across the board, by the way. However, going through the generality of it, your essential question is, do judges have too much discretion? In other words, are certain charities, which are legitimate charities, losing out and other charities gaining, perhaps because judges have kind of, you know, a view that certain charities might benefit other than, you know, other charities? That is a legitimate question. And, you know, I mean, that's a matter which could merit some attention. It could merit perhaps a greater structure whereby applications could be made for consideration, etc. But what you try to avoid, really, because ultimately charities are meant to benefit by getting money directly.
Yeah.
My position is that the layer of administration which might end up becoming involved in administering what is a good system might then ultimately cost money by virtue of its existence, whereas up to now the system of distribution generally has minimized the layer of cost, thereby allowing the benefit to go.
Because it's not bureaucratic, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
100%.
I mean, Frank, you're embedded in the legal system. What do you think should happen? What would make the system fair, fit for purpose? I mean, I don't object to people making donations to charities for minor offences when they go through the court system. You know, you don't want people being locked up for nonsense either. And I see no reason why some kind of a fine that goes to charity isn't a good idea. But what ideally, in your view, as someone who's much more expert on this though than me, what should be happening with the system? Where should we go with it, and how should it be best managed?
Okay. Perhaps by some form of structure that exists between the district court locally, wherever it might be it Dublin, Cork, Kerry, wherever, as the location of the fund, and the charities locally who feel that they might be able to make a submission to the court to allow themselves to be included in a distribution system. That's one suggestion, if there is disquiet. And then, you know, from there on in, that the, if you like, the method of distribution be done publicly, which it pretty much always is otherwise, other than the example perhaps that you've given. In other words, by the judge saying openly, which we do here in Cork, by the way, this amount will go to X charity, so that it'll be transparent and open and beyond scrutiny, you know, so far as the idea of public confidence is concerned. I mean, at the end of the day, the system is administered by judges. I believe that our society has confidence in our judges.
I think so.
You know, and that the judges are generally, may I say, very tuned in, believe it or not, to the reality of life on the ground amongst people who have, you know, difficulties and who appear before the court. Our judges are quite tuned in people. I mean, they might express their views differently, you know.
But they
are directly in contact with.
And
the
in
people.
Fairness, they have a different set of responsibilities. So it's all very well and good for other people to you know, fire slings and arrows about what goes on in
Indeed.
Court, but they don't have the responsibility that the judge has. But should there be, Frank, some kind of a guideline for judges? I mean, I use the example, I don't want to keep going back to Kerry, but one charity set of charities getting 200,000 and one charity getting 250 quid. That's 1,000 times more to one sort of set of charities to another. Should there be a cap, or should there be a sort of like when you've reached 10 grand with one lot, maybe move on to another lot? Should there be some kind of a guideline, perhaps, without much bureaucracy?
Perhaps so. I mean, I can certainly tell you that in Cork, again, which is the second largest district court area, I suspect, you know, around the place, this doesn't cause the remotest controversy. Everybody here sees what happens. I'm not looking for any credit for praising local judges, by the way. The thing that seems to have raised the red flag here is our neighbouring county. And look, the circumstances of that are not a particularly good example for what happens in the rest of the country. And really, you know, everything about the system that we have here is transparent. It has caused no difficulty. I can see that the money goes directly to the charity nominated. For example, Simon Community, which is, a very, very important
part
of our society, you know, in terms of helping people with lack of privileges and so on. The money that goes into the Simon from this system goes directly into their account. No administration. It benefits Simon. It allows them to provide essential services. Were it to be removed and administered in a way that ends up in some, you know, public purse distribution system, the bureaucracy and the other
I take that point entirely, and I think the Simon Community do an incredible job, as do the Vincent de Paul and many other charities that I know have benefited. But when you look at the system as we have currently, and let's not talk about Kerry, because although they have huge money has gone into the system, if you look at somewhere like Clare had just over €3,000 in the whole year collected. So the county of Clare is not using the poor box system extensively. Does it say something about our legal system, Frank, when it is so different in different parts? I mean, justice is supposed to be blind, so you would hope that there was a sort of a standardised level of justice across the courts nationally. But when they're doing such different things, it's hard to have the faith that you'll be treated the same in one jurisdiction as in another.
That's a fair point, but I guess leave aside that point, Kira. You could also say that the penalty regimes that are, you know, applied by different judges in given circumstances for different offences could attract the same comment. In other words, judges do have discretion and ought to have discretion. I mean, if we remove discretion from judges, we might as well, you know, abandon the whole system, in my humble opinion, whereby if there were simply fixed, rigid penalties, whereby the circumstances of individuals could not be taken into account by judges, I think that would damage justice much more across the board than the benefits that flow from judges having discretion.
I tend to agree with you. I tend to think that individual circumstances can be an outlier, and that if a judge doesn't have discretion to take that into account in a court setting, that would be a wrong. However, a lot of things could be, I mean, should we have a system whereby, do you think, that there are sort of guidelines on sentencing or on poor boxes or on anything else, and then judges have their discretion to go outside them, but they have something to, as a sort of a yardstick to measure what they're doing against, because there is a sort of a standard type of judgment or sentence or fine or punishment meted out. And if you want to use your discretion to go against that, you can, but you'd have to justify it. Would that not be a fair system?
I would agree. The guideline that I would suggest could be put in place would not be a guideline, if you like, directing the judge as to what financial amount could be levied and so on and so forth, because then you're looking at individuals who might be, say, well off and who might be able to afford to pay more, individuals who are less well off and have to pay less. But if we kind of set something rigid in place there, that would defeat the system. The guideline that I would suggest might be something that could be put in place would be a guideline to allow for some kind of interaction between the relevant charities who might be seeking to benefit and the judge or the court officials, to put in place a structure to allow for a distribution based upon some basis that, you know, could be determined in accordance with need or something along those lines. What you really don't want at the end of the day, Kira, is for judges to think that they're under such scrutiny that their independence is being challenged.
Yeah, and I think I do agree. I think the independence of a judiciary is a fundamental of a democracy, and I completely agree with you. And you see that in despotic states, that the judges start to come under pressure from government or politicians. And I wouldn't want that in a fit. But I sometimes wonder, do we have so much independence that we're not getting justice that we deserve?
No, I don't think you need not fear about that, Kira. We have a fairly well balanced system. I do accept that from the point of view of public confidence. But maybe people listening to your program might get to realize that there is an appropriate element of, you know, not say structure, but distribution or approach to the thing that people can be confident about it, that it's not somebody doing something to be seen to be wanting to benefit some, you know, individual or some.
Yeah, there were some unnamed individuals too who have benefited from poor boxes, and
so
and that raises questions too. Of course, it does.
It does.
But look, thank you for giving us your expertise on this. That's Frank Buttimer, there, solicitor based in Cork. 53106. What do you make of it? The poor box is used differently in different counties. The judges have full discretion where the money goes by way of the charity. And you've heard what Frank says. That helps in a way sort of get rid of a bureaucracy that might siphon off the money into the admin end of things. But equally, some charities don't get an awful lot that way, and some charities seem to get disproportionately, nothing wrong with the charities, but disproportionately a lion's share of the money. What do you think should happen? And also, what do you think should be allowed? What kind of sentences or punishments should be allowed be, I suppose, mitigated by a poor box? What do you think around all of that? 53106. Someone says here to me, the very concept of a court poor box, Ciara, is bizarre. Who administers it? Is it audited? Is it a way of people with money evading justice? An awful lot of questions that need clarity. I think it's a form of justice. It's a form of fine. I'm not sure about evading justice. And it certainly, as you heard Frank said, it doesn't apply to violent crimes or things like that. You can't buy your way out of an assault or anything like that. But it is there for certain things that go through the court for sure. And on the line I have Councillor Niall Kelleher. Niall, you're very welcome.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
You heard there what Frank had to say about the poor box, about the way it's currently administered. What do you make of our current situation?
Yeah, look, I there's very little that I would disagree with. In fact, if anything, that I did disagree with your previous caller, Mr. Buttimer. I suppose going to the nobody issue, I raised in Kerry County Council over 2 years ago, when in fact we were looking at the published records in relation to where the funds were going in relation to administration of the poor box here in the County of Kerry.
Yeah.
And look, Frank Buttimer is correct. Kerry is different and is not a fair example of the operation of it right across the country. That notwithstanding, I don't have a problem with the court poor box in regards to where you have somebody who has had a first offence and may have had a problem and may have done something foolishly or so on and so forth. In imposing it's not imposing, because let's be fair, it is the person who is accused makes an offer of a poor box figure to the district judge, and he either accepts it or doesn't accept it.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen figures right across the country in relation to different the same type of offence, but different penalties being waged. And I suppose maybe that is in relation to somebody's circumstances and somebody's income, because
€500 €500 would be huge money to somebody and buttons maybe to somebody else. So that's
correct.
Fair. Yeah.
Correct. And we see this in other countries wherein if you have a speeding ticket, you're imposed a percentage of your income rather than a flat €80 fine or so on and so forth. But I suppose the nobody issue that I had at the particular time, and I suppose I still have it, is that 70-80% of the money was leaving the County of Kerry and leaving the country.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a problem with any money going to third world charities. We all support them and we will continue to support them. What I was saying, and I was highlighting the differences in relation to some of our local charities, you mentioned it already, in relation to the Kerry Rape Crisis Centre,
yes,
and other local charities. And I raised,
who are starved of funds, in fairness, Niall. They get nothing. I mean,
Absolutely. And have to fight for every penny that they get and really, really show the work that they do to be able to support. And I work with these agencies and I see the good work that they do with very little funds and very little resources. And I just was taught that it was coming back to me by my constituents, you know, wouldn't it be great if some more of this money, because there was a large amount of it, nearly €500,000, was going to the communities and to the charities across the country.
And like yourself, I have no difficulty with money going overseas. charities. I think that those are charities that deserve money too. But equally, that the lion's share, that 80% is going overseas, might be unfair on the people of Kerry. But can I ask you one last question before you go? Why is Kerry this outlier? Why is Kerry generating $500,000 in fines through the poor box in 1 year compared to somewhere like Clare generating 3,750? Grossly different figures. What is actually going on at the nub of that?
Well, you could go in two circumstances there. You could say that Kerry overused the system, or you could say that Clare underused.
Well, you could say both.
Or you could say both. So the issue is down to the discretion of the particular judge that sits in the court at the particular time. And Frank Bottom is right. We have to have confidence in our judges and in the administration of justice and in the administration of penalties and fines. Maybe a very simple suggestion would be that wherein money goes to a poor box and it's administered, maybe it's administered by the district court judge in conjunction with the county registrar and maybe the chief state solicitor in a particular county. I'm not saying that's necessary. I'm just saying it's a possible solution. And especially we need to look into how it has worked when we're talking about a new system. Because let's be fair, there's a lot of young people who've made mistakes in the past that they probably would regret, and having a criminal conviction which would preclude them from travelling or anything into the future. We're a very, very small world at the moment. I have three brothers in Australia. I have many, many friends in America.
No, and there are people who do stupid things with a few drinks and then maybe urinate in the street or something and end up in court, and they're harmless by way of their criminality. And I agree with you, and I think a few bob to the poor box. But I do think, how it is administered is important. And I think it is probably unfair on certain charities that they seem to get nothing and other charities seem to do so well.
I couldn't disagree with that statement. And as I said, the solution that I offered there, I think, would be a fair solution. There are three appointees of the state, being the judge, the county registrar and the chief state solicitor. And they would be well equipped to be able to accept people's applications in relation to those funds, and maybe even go a step further and say what those funds would be used for, so that people can see a direct benefit in relation to what funds.
Yeah, and that all sounds very reasonable. Look, thank you for coming on and talking to me. That's Councillor Niall Kelleher there from Kerry. 53106 is the text line. Have you any experience of the poor box? What do you think about the whole idea of the poor box? Somebody has said, Ciara, is this wealthy people with money evading justice? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered. I'm not sure that it is. I think it is for relatively minor offences, and I don't believe that it is more of an option for the wealthy than for the poor, because I do think that the fines are sort of looked at in terms of your ability to pay them. But what do you think about it? And what about the fact that some charities do so well and some charities get nothing practically at all? Is that the system that we want to have? You let me know. We'll get your reaction after this.